You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Kim? After Show.
Hello! Woo! So we are all back. It's all four of us here. If you guys are tuning in, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We have a full panel of hosts today, which is very exciting. I'm back. I was away, and I missed you guys.
Just
shut the fuck up.
Didn't even notice.
God damn. We missed you guys so much.
I missed you too. Well, let's go around the room and introduce everyone.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn.
I am Mari Fagel.
I'm Giselle Ugardi, and I'm always live tweeting at Giselle Ugardi during the show.
Awesome, and I am Dion Vaughn, and I want to remind you guys to make sure you download the show on iTunes. It's 100% free. It doesn't cost you a thing, and once again, I'm going to say it until it gets old, but please make your comments. Rate us a five. We always love reading your comments and your feedback, and it helps us bring you better shows.
So, yes, it does.
Yeah, so this was a good episode.
This was a good episode.
I thought it was a little... Thank you.
I liked it.
It was a little slow. But you know what? We've just come off of several episodes of, like, the dinner party from hell, the white party from hell, the tea party from hell. It was, like, it was a little slow.
It was a little slow, I agree. I did like the fact that Yolanda confronted Taylor, but that didn't really lead to anything.
Like, there was just no big...
It was just starting to pick up.
Blowout or anything. Yeah.
So much was revealed. Like, Ken was married before. Mm-hmm. He has a grown-ass son. He has a grandson. Somebody died. They're all in Paris.
They didn't even happen until, like, a little more than halfway through the show.
I just felt like it was... Sometimes they need this, but they need a setup episode, like, to set storylines up.
Right.
Or side stories, and it was just one of those kind of filler episodes.
Oh, you're going to Paris? I'm going to... What a coincidence.
I know.
You know what? I'll just reschedule my Paris ticket. Not like those kind of tickets are, you know, unrefundable or anything like that.
That's a nice production crew that gets to go to freaking Paris.
And Saint-Tropez. Oh, my God. I wish I was a camera woman on that.
Gorgeous. But let's talk about Kyle and Kim. Were we, like, happy to see it looks like finally their relationship is starting to rebuild itself?
I really love Kim in this episode. I thought she really...
Until the end.
But, you know, I think she really stepped up and she did the right thing. And she, you know, she went over to confide in Kyle. And Kyle's like, well, I hate, you know, being in this kind of position. But she was the one who was talking the whole time to Taylor. It's like, I thought you were nervous.
Well, I mean, are you really surprised? Because let's look at Kyle's behavior. She's normally not one to be that confrontational when it comes to things like that.
Kyle?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she takes a back seat when it comes to things like that, you know, and that's why she's been accused of having a mouthpiece, blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't surprised to see that Kim was the one, and rightfully so, given what the subject matter was, you know, about alcoholism. So I wasn't surprised to see Kim doing most of the talking.
What bothered me is a lot of people on Twitter were telling me, because, by the way, I live tweet during the episodes at Mari Fagel, but a lot of people were tweeting me that they didn't like that Kim confronted Taylor, because they were like, you're just out of rehab. Who are you to tell her this? Who are you to say all of these mantras? But I actually think that she's the best person to confront Taylor.
Agreed.
Because it's an embarrassing situation.
Agreed.
To, you know, be hiding this alcoholism. And what better person to talk to than someone who's been through that? And so I thought it was a very good thing for Kim to say something. Mm-hmm. And some people are saying, oh, she's just so fresh out of rehab. She had a relapse at the end of the episode. Who is she to counsel Taylor? But I think that that was the right thing to do. And I think she's a better person than any other cast member because she can relate to her on a level where it's like she can open up to her.
Right. I think that Kim was probably the only person that could have had that conversation with her. And she's the only person that Taylor probably would have really listened to. I think had it come from anyone else, Taylor probably would have been really defensive and,
I think it could have gone either way, though. Because on the one hand, because she just did get fresh out of rehab, you could also make the accusation of, oh, well, you're still very sensitive to all of the signs and all of the symptoms, and perhaps you're trying to get attention, you know, deflected off of her. But because Taylor is such an obvious case where she is a hot mess every single episode and they know it, you know.
Wait, what the fuck is the problem? Taylor obviously has a drinking problem.
Yes.
Kim, yes, she might be fresh out of rehab. It doesn't matter. She's a fucking alcoholic and your friend is calling your shit out and saying, you know what? Like, I understand you've been through and you're still going through a lot of stuff and I'm here for you.
Right. I'm just saying some people on Twitter didn't like that Kim, they didn't think it was Kim's place, especially because she's so fresh out of it. But we seem to all agree that she's the right person. But I will say when they put together like a montage of every time she's ever drank on the episode, of course it's going to make you look like an alcoholic. That would make me look like an alcoholic. So
moments she was an alcoholic. You know what I mean? She did have too much.
But it was like all these episodes of her chugging.
I don't think it's necessarily that Kim is saying, Taylor, you're an alcoholic. I think what it is that Taylor is having a hard time dealing with her issues, like dealing with her problems. Understandably so. I mean, she found her her husband hanging, you know, and so she's going through a lot. She's definitely like been, there's some trauma going on.
Right.
And I don't think Kim is necessarily saying that you're an alcoholic. I think she's saying you can go down the path to become a severe alcoholic like myself. And, you know, when Taylor was like, I'm having a hard time or blah, 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 it's hard the next morning. Kim's like, I know. Because she knows. Whether she just came out of rehab or not, she knows.
She knows the signs. She knows the tricks.
And I think before it gets as severe as Kim's problem got, she's just like, hey, listen, I just want you to know there are signs.
Right. And let's not forget, I mean, Taylor has a young child. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you guys, what did you think about her excuse of, well, between me, my nanny, and my mom, it was miscommunication. Do you believe
that was
the story?
Yeah.
Okay. But does that make it okay? No. I don't think with your child, miscommunication or not, you need to know where your child is. At all times.
She's a single mom right now. It was a miscommunication between Kennedy's grandmother was taking care of her and the nanny and Kyle. I think the editors made that look a lot worse than it was.
Mm. Okay.
But I also think something that should be pointed out, kind of backtracking a little bit, is that, you know, a lot of people think of alcoholics and they automatically think this is someone who's drinking all the time, every day, throughout the day. Because Kim was even saying that she had alcohol in her coffee cups when she was around Kyle. But in actuality, that's not how it is. And I say this as someone who's had alcoholism in my family, is that, you know, it could just be someone who doesn't know when to stop. It could just be someone who only drinks when they're being very, very emotional, and you shouldn't have to, you know, necessarily go to that when you're not feeling well.
We have a caller,
but let's get back to that.
Yeah. Caller, hello.
Caller.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Who are we speaking to?
Taylor.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
We have the same problem.
Wait. All right. So, Taylor, you want to weigh in on our conversation here?
Taylor, would you like to weigh in on Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, okay. You guys, I get what you're saying about Kim, but are you, like, positive she's even sober? Like, I hate to sound terrible. It's a little jaded, but, like, some of her behavior, I'm just like,
Who do you mean, Kim?
Kim.
It was Kim.
Yeah, Kim. No, Taylor's obviously not sober.
Well, yeah, we can fast forward a little bit. Like, her behavior towards the end, yeah, it's definitely suspect.
She fell off
No,
the
but I think
Parisian
the whole
horse.
Last several episodes, I think that she's been sober because I've seen a totally new side of her.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything from her facial expressions to the way she talks, everything. And the reason why I think she is sober is because it's such a stark contrast from the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. that's like two totally different people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And like, sometimes I do too, but she's made like a lot of really good points this season about different people. But then, like, I don't know, like the scenes with the chicken salad and
she
stuff
has little
like
mannerisms
that. Like, maybe
a little
she's
strange.
Just strange.
Well, and let's keep
I love turtles.
Oh, I know. Well, I was also going to say, let's keep in mind, like, the past seasons, we've only known drunk Kim. I'm sorry to say it that way. So
or
we've
intoxicated
only intoxicated Kim.
I don't think it was only alcohol.
Exactly. And so now I think for the first time, the first season, we're seeing sober Kim. So maybe she's, you know, maybe this is her personality, you know.
Taylor, do you think it was right for Kim to talk to Taylor? Other Taylor about the alcoholism?
It's about time, like, someone, like, actually addresses problems on this show rather than just, like, talking about them in their group of friends. So I'm glad, like, someone said something because it was kind of like the drunk elephant in the room, you know? Right. It was, like, every event, even, like, Porsche's party, Taylor seemed, like, intoxicated.
Yeah. Well, yeah, those are actually rumors, too. That was kind of milling around on Us Weekly that she got drunk, she had sex with somebody in the bathroom, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Was it her that had sex in the bathroom, or was it Brandy that had sex in the bathroom?
I heard it was Brandy.
Oh, and
yeah.
For some reason. When you hear that it's Brandy,
would we be surprised if Taylor did that? I mean,
when I think it's Taylor, I'm like, ugh. But when I think it's Brandy, I'm like, oh. I don't know why.
Because Brandy just, I don't know. We like her because she's got no filter, and she just puts it out there with nothing to hide.
And she can stroll into an airport for an international flight in like 5-inch platforms and a little sundress. Yeah. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
They all wore
Wait,
heels.
Did you guys see her dress at the Oscars?
Oh my gosh. Cleavage.
No, that was a hot mess dress. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a bit much. She was actually there at the Oscars, and I was going to get to that a little later too, but hey, let's talk about it now. She was there. It's okay. She was there as a special correspondent for on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. So it looks like she's doing some
and
nice
good
work.
For her. But yeah, her, good for her. Her dress. I was just like, come on, Brandy. This is so many people are going to watch this show. I think it was like how many was it a something billion?
But isn't
viewers?
That the point? Because why would Brandy Glanville be part of the conversation in Oscars unless she drew attention to herself?
Yeah. Right, but it's not good attention. And
but
I don't
that's
think,
just who she is.
Right,
that's
but I think Brandy has such a kick-ass body. The dress just seemed like it didn't fit. Like, it just was all off on this area. It's like, she has an amazing body, but the dress was just all wrong.
I actually liked
the dress. She
tweeted
later, though, that she was like, oh, made the Oscars worst dress list. I made a list. Yay.
That's good. I actually liked the dress if it had been a little bit higher and a little bit longer.
Well, yeah.
Like, I liked the actual
dress. Okay, if we're going to redesign the whole motherfucking dress, then let me just say I would add a little bit more color in there. But, I mean, the dress was just kind of off.
I have a little, in news and gossip, I have a little info on what Brandy could be up to in the next couple of months.
Ooh. We'll get to that later. Well, thanks, Taylor, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Okay, so we wanted to get back to
The whole alcohol thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that is something that people don't necessarily understand, and that's why maybe Taylor perhaps has been making excuses of like, well, I don't drink every single day, or I don't drink during the morning like, say, Kim does, or Kim, you know, depends on or used to, but I'm hoping that she does something about it. However, we were just talking a couple of weeks ago how here is Taylor on Watch What Happens Live, like, acting as though she's completely bombed, you know, on live television, maybe one or two drinks deep, and she's a very small person. She already said she's a lightweight in terms of, you know, being a cheap date and not needing a lot of alcohol to get ham-hammed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a good thing that Kim confronted her. Not only to kind of put it out there, but to let Taylor know that she's there for her, you know? And whether Kim is so completely sober or not, it's a battle that you struggle with every single day.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, her trying to help Taylor is also helping her sobriety as well.
Do you think this is something that Taylor's just doing in front of the cameras to get attention?
I really hope not, because honestly, something as traumatic with what Russell's death, it should have some sort of effect on you. And if you're drinking, because you just want attention, then you're really fucked up in the head.
Well, I was going to bring this up later, too, but supposedly there's major cast changes that are to come, and the only safe people in this cast of women are Brandy and Lisa. And the big rumor is that Taylor, like, her storyline, it's getting old, Kim getting old. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, maybe this is for attention. Maybe it is to try and stay and hang out a little longer so she can say, okay, well, I've got a new demon to fight, and I need to stay around so everybody can see it. You know,
I've been saying all along I thought it was for the cameras, but... Yeah. And I actually hope that is true, because it is more sad that if it's true that she really is struggling with alcohol as a single mom, that's worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when Child Protective Services comes knocking. Okay. Let's move.
In Beverly Hills? No.
Please. Well, let's...
Throw him a couple dollar bills.
$100 bill. The Benjamins.
Money still burns. Okay. Let's move on to...
The housewarming party.
Well, first of all, I have to say, I love Yolanda and her ex Muhammad's relationship. I think it's really cool that, and even with David, you know what I mean? I think it's really cool that they can still be
David
friends.
David and Muhammad were homies.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he lived with him. So, but I still like, I just like the whole relationship.
I agree.
David's commentary is getting more and more bizarre and making me more and more uncomfortable. At first, I thought it was funny because, I don't know, I find humor sometimes in overly conservative, overly old fashioned people or like, you know, just values. But just some of the things he was saying about Muhammad and Yolanda and about how, what was it that Marissa and her husband have been married 13 years too long or like it's time to make a change. Just little things where it was just, I think if anybody else were to say it, it would be funny. But because he's such a serious person.
He's so awkward. He's just an awkward dude.
I just think he's a douche.
Seems like, bizarre.
Who says to someone when a woman says, oh, we've been married 16 years. Oh, that's time for a change. You say, wow, oh my God, that's so wonderful. You've been married for so long. How did you guys meet? Like, I just think he's a douche. And then he was, I'm sorry. That's like the third time I use that word with him. But I just really don't like him. He rubs me the wrong way. He's a cheater, obviously, in the past. And I get bad vibes from him.
Well, go ahead. I was just going to say, at the same time, are you surprised? The man's been married, like, what, three, four times. So
marriage.
Are you really surprised to hear him make a comment like that about
Yolanda
marriage?
Wait, hold on. Let's just go to the piano and play a motherfucking song. We get it, David Foster. Nobody wants to hear your
I think he's very full of himself. And I am kind of surprised at that comment because I think Yolanda really values marriage. She said she left Muhammad because he cheated on her.
Yeah.
And she is so loving to David. And she says that she demands a level of respect and commands it. But I don't know. I don't like him. I think he thinks he's too good for the show. I get a bad vibe from him. Dean Zanuck, Marissa's husband, is like so nice and quiet and sweet. And his family is just as powerful as David Foster. And,
But look at the things that she says in front of him, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's another one, though. We get it. She says the exact same thing over and over. It's almost as if she's trying to give the exact same soundbite over and over, hoping that at one episode the camera guy will pick it up. Guess what? We picked it up like four, five times.
I also, and it came out of her mouth several times, but I also think that's editing, because I think the editors have only seen that side of Marissa. They're choosing to air those clips every episode and remind us that she's saying it every episode, and I don't think she meant it that way. I think that's in, like, the editor's hands.
At the same time, that's all we're hearing out of her mouth.
Exactly.
And we're seeing her husband look really uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and she's like, because I'm the
dude, and he's, like, the girl, and it's like, okay, we fucking get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then his father passed away. Don't you feel like an asshole?
I know. Mm. Yeah, his father actually came up, if you guys watched the Oscars.
On the Oscars, in
memoriam. Oh, God, what was I going to say?
I love how everyone just has swans in their backyard. You know what I mean?
is
that hello?
Black and white, living in harmony.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Ken was like, oh, but they used to fight. And I'm just like, what a metaphor. Okay.
So Adrian just decided not to show up to that house.
I forgot about Adrian. I totally.
Who?
Yeah. Who's that?
I swear. I mean, well, okay, let's get to the whole confrontation between Yolanda and Taylor.
There was no confrontation.
There was a one-sided confrontation.
But before
it was not a discussion. It was just a confrontation.
Before we dig in, are you guys liking Yolanda more? I have to ask you.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it because I really disliked her.
I know.
But, like, I'm totally on the Yolanda bandwagon.
I think every, like, lately... all of these past episodes, we're just seeing more and more of her true personality, and she's really speaking her mind, and she's just, I think she's the kind of person who sits back and she observes, and then once
yes,
she feels
we have
like
already
she,
discussed
you know,
this. Fuck. Yes, we know. We get it, Yolanda. Team
no,
Yolanda.
No, but I think that she's very real. Like,
she is.
She went up to Taylor and she said, hey, I hear you've been talking about me. Let's talk it out. Instead of being, like, a passive-aggressive wife yeah. like all the rest of them and talking to me like, so Taylor's talking about me? What's she saying? Well, I think this. She went up to her. She said, what's the deal? Like, let's talk about it. And yeah. that's really classy.
It
I just
is.
Think she is a very classy woman.
It is.
And
but that someone, still doesn't change the fact yeah. that some ignorant shit came out of her mouth before.
No,
you know
and I'm not
mean?
Saying that
yeah.
it does. I'm
but
not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's definitely more likable, and we get it. She's the type of person that observes, and she thinks her dad.
But I do think that she is someone who, when she does speak, she can be very condescending, mm-hmm. and she can, you know, speak very negatively about other people, but she's also someone who, you know, yeah, okay, she doesn't think that her shit stinks, but she also doesn't lay it out on the table like everybody else. Mm-hmm. So she's not necessarily wanting everyone to go and take a smell.
Mm-hmm. I like her by association because
I used that for way too long. I apologize.
She okay. has joined Brandy and Lisa, and so I love the trio of mm-hmm. team Brandy, Lisa, Yolanda. And
I like
that's
it too.
Just, I like her more by association.
It is hot in here.
Thinking about
look
it.
Look at your pretty little dress. You got big boobs, Giselle.
They look really flat Sorry. Today. Anyways, let's keep
okay.
going.
Moving on. You know, what do I have next? I have the white party.
No, that's the wrong
that was,
episode.
That was the wrong. That's what I thought. That's yeah. I copied and pasted the wrong thing. Okay.
Anyway.
Viva la France.
Yes.
Viva la France. Viva la France.
Can I just say I love the fashions just in every episode, but we already talked about Brandy to the airport, but it was so while Deanna takes a drink of some questionable water we already talked about Brandy, like I just love seeing all the girls walk into the airport in their various outfits, because Brandy was like going to a country rodeo hoedown, and then Yolanda was like so chic in her little, were those Isabel Marant? She was wearing the little
no,
blue
those
well she was wearing like platform
wedges,
sneakers
yeah.
Yeah, and like great cobalt blue, if that's cobalt, I'm not the fashion person, but she's wearing like a big blue yeah. like she's just so cute. I just loved the outfit, and I don't know, I like seeing all their fashions.
Well, I have a question for you guys. Clearly we know that every, you know, Housewives franchise, they always take a big trip, but I feel like the way they set this up, clearly this was the big trip, but they didn't want it to seem that way. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going yeah. to Paris. Oh, I happen to be going too. Oh, really? We're going too. It's like, okay, we get it, you guys. Like, do you think that was, like, kind of sneaky on behalf of the producers? You know what I mean?
Well, they always do that. That's it's always like, oh, I have to do business in blah, blah, blah. You should come
no,
with me.
You know
oh,
what?
You know,
what?
This was too.
Set up was
you
very
know
different.
What is very sneaky, too? Adrian and Taylor are the only ones that didn't go. And those are the two that's rumored to be outskis.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think the way this is set up is much different than what they normally do, because it's like, okay, let's go to Africa, like from Atlanta. They're all going to Africa, and it's not like I'm going to be there. Like, I just felt like the way this was shown to us, you know, was kind of weird. You know, like they all happened to be going to Paris. And what's the likelihood of that? I don't know. I just thought it was a little strange.
Not the first time.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, me
a
too.
A little strange.
Paris fashion.
Can we talk about Lisa's, like, I tweeted that Lisa and Ken are the modern family. Like, can we try to dissect or figure out what's going on? Because I was talking with my friend about it today. So I'll lay it out and just, okay. So Ken has a 45-ish year old son.
Correct.
Who, from his first marriage, who he raised, who is 5 years younger than Lisa.
Correct.
Lisa is his stepmom. The son married Lisa's
friend,
who's her age, and the son has a 21-year-old son, who's Ken's grandson, who's
yes.
the same age as Ken's son.
Almost.
Almost the same age
yes.
as Ken's mm-hmm. son. Okay, wait, Lisa is only, like, 50?
Yeah.
I thought she was, like, 53, 54.
She said that she was, like, 5 to 6 years older
okay, yeah.
than Ken's son, which
so,
would put her
Ken
in
said
her
that
early
he
50s.
He had his son when he was
19.
So. Got it. So that makes him...
That makes Ken...
Quick math.
Why are you looking at me?
Well,
I'm fucking Asian.
That makes Ken about 15 years older than Lisa.
Yeah,
so,
that's
what
it does.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So he's like
okay.
maybe
65.
What? 65.
Like a very...
Yeah. And they, he looks it.
Yeah, he looks it. The son looked super young.
At first, I was like, what?
And I think the son's wife looks much older than Lisa. Yeah. Oh. That's what threw me off, yeah, too.
She should not, this outfit?
She's a biatch.
Not age appropriate.
Yes, no.
She was a Bond girl in The Spy Who Loved Me.
And that's great, but, like,
there's no need to be so rude when she's like, oh, you guys are staying with us for 3 days. Oh, thank God you guys are leaving. And then never wanting to come visit them, even though that they're their only family.
But
and
is
like,
that the power of editing, do we think?
I think she was kidding. I think she was making a joke.
That's true, but I still don't really like
and
her.
And I think it's the European sense of humor, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I was just going to say, I have actually been to Saint-Tropez, mm-hmm, and although it's beautiful, I fucking hate it. People are so rude.
I love Saint-Tropez. I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, the people are mean,
so
but
rude.
Well, the French,
the French are not my. They're not good. Sorry.
What did you guys think about the ladies going to dinner in the full gowns?
What dinner in the full?
They went to dinner all together, like this night or one night in Saint-Tropez, and they show up.
Well, yes, definitely.
And they're wearing full gowns. Yeah. The guys are wearing the blazers.
I mean, well, definitely.
July in Saint-Tropez is like the biggest time,
it's the hottest.
It's like the hottest spot. So I'm not surprised. I just think they have a beautiful home.
She looks like she could be his mother, his wife. Yeah. I'm sorry, and I think she looks a lot older than Lisa. That's just my opinion. So
I tweeted that, and someone tweeted back that that's the difference between someone who stays in the sun and someone who doesn't.
This could be true, too.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Saint-Tropez is a beautiful
place. Or a blonde and a brunette.
It's
true. But does she not look like his mother?
Yes.
Woo. Yeah. Sunscreen. Use it.
Yeah.
Were you saying about Saint-Tropez?
No, I mean, Saint-Tropez is a beautiful place, but it's definitely, I mean, you can tell, I mean, they're uber, uber rich, and it's very, you know, kind of... You know, they're very uppity.
She.
Very, very she, you know.
Darling.
But, I mean, I love Paris. I just, maybe Saint-Tropez is a little.
Oh, I love Saint-Tropez. I just think, I don't know. I haven't been there for 2 years, but I love Saint-Tropez.
If you want to fly me out.
I know, right? Anytime. Can we talk about the little snippet? And it's when we all know Brandy loves joking around with Ken, her boyfriend. And it often makes me wonder, like, how far, it just goes so far every time. And so then Brandy starts bringing up the fact that, you know, just to shake up her marriage, she, you know, and to each his own, you know, they brought somebody into the marriage. And
did she say that she did or that she would try?
I think she said that she would. I thought, okay, I could have misheard it, but I thought she said that that's what she and Eddie did back in the day.
Yeah,
that they had rules, you know, there was no penetration, you know. That's what I thought I heard her say.
I think they tried to do things to spice up the marriage towards the end.
Clearly. Right. Uh-huh. And we all know how that ended. But, no,
It ended.
Yeah. It ended. But I love how Kyle is just like, no, I'm not sharing. I don't know. I liked that.
Kyle and Mauricio.
Mauricio and Kyle.
A great marriage, very strong marriage, and Ken and Lisa have a very different power dynamic, but they have a great marriage too. Oh, I love them.
I like Lisa too.
I like Lisa. She's so
I'm a
funny.
Jinxster.
I've heard a few rumors here and there about Ken.
What? No.
Yeah.
No, Ken. I love him.
I mean,
and
I
can I
be
just
surprised.
Say on Watch What Happens Live afterwards, Anderson Cooper was saying like how much more. Is Jiggy and Ken looking alike? Like, they're like the same thing.
Hey, so they funny. Say that dogs look like their owners.
Yeah.
Take that damn dog everywhere. All right, so let's move into Kim. Kim's demise. Are we already there?
So we're in Paris now?
We're in Paris.
Okay.
You just gave a whole commentary on Paris.
Yeah. No, I gave a commentary on France, but not Paris. Because they're in Saint-Tropez.
Right.
That's a different...
Yeah, but then they go to Paris and Jiggy walks into the hotel room.
So we're like,
we're
in the room.
We're on the vacation.
We're like about to see fireworks.
We're about to see some fireworks.
Diamonds in the sky.
Diamonds in the sky.
I was thinking more Rihanna.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, what's that? Is that a remix?
Yeah, what is that?
I think that was just her own.
That was my own version. Okay.
I only know Rihanna.
Diamond.
I love it.
I hate that song.
I love it.
I don't like it.
Anyways, we're in Betty.
You also love Chris Brown.
My gosh. Am I the only one on this panel? You know what? Like she said,
it might be a mistake, but it's her mistake. So who are we to be like, you know what, Rihanna, don't...
I think it's her mistake.
I don't judge her for dating him. I like him as an artist.
I don't know him as a fucking person. Okay. We don't, like, go to the movies.
Shutting it down. Okay. We're back in the hotel room in Paris. I mean,
you bitches are going to lie that you guys have, like, never liked his songs and shame.
I used to like one of his songs.
Okay. All right. Moving on. So... do we think that Kim is on something? Let's just throw it out there.
Yes.
Do we think she's back on, you know, back on the bottle?
Yeah, she's definitely on the champagne.
I think she could be, but kind of like our friend Taylor who called in was talking about how, are we sure she's sober? Are we sure? If they were fine-tune editing, I can easily see the little awkward Kim mannerisms just being kooky Kim. And them just trying to stir a little drama. I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt. I'm just being the other side.
No, her eyes were super glossy.
Yeah. Agreed. It's just her and I think she was late. You know, she was late to the...
Because she was throwing back that hooch in her
room. She's always late.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a quick little relapse
yeah. in Paris, and then hopefully she'll straighten it back out when she goes back to LA.
When it comes to being an alcoholic, though, there's no quick relapse. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want
to see her fall down that path because she's been doing so well.
Well, there could be a quick relapse if you're an alcoholic. Yeah, you can kind of fall off the horse and then get back on the horse.
But I'm saying it's just not a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a good thing, but she's human, and she battles with it every single day.
Yeah.
You know?
I did like this moment right here that's up when she was finally opening up to Kyle and kind of telling her, like, her secrets and what she used to do, how she used to hide the liquor, because they never really had talks like that, you know? Or at least not for us to see. It wasn't, you know, on camera. So,
what I liked about Kim in this episode before the demise, potential demise, is I feel like we saw a confident Kim that we haven't seen in a while. I feel like we've seen a lot of her insecurities show over the last couple episodes, whether it's that she's by herself or her nose or, you know, moving into a new house and very unsettled. And I feel like this is the first time where we really saw Kim kind of in like a peaceful place that wasn't crazy, psychic, medium, holistic approach.
I agree.
Like a very calm, peace, confident Kim. And I liked that.
Can I just say I'm already counting down to the reunion when they do the montage of, like, all the things that Kim has said. I just think when you, like, splice together all the things Kim says, like, what sober things,
she's a walking GIF.
She was last night's GIF on Watch What Happens Live. You did it earlier, the shebang bound.
Oh, yeah, what is that? The shebang.
She was talking about fireworks. I love that. That was the GIF last night.
She's so funny.
Whenever she talks, I'm always like, oh, my God, I'm going to see this on The Soup and Joel McHale's going to be making fun of this. Like, when I saw, like, turtles, I love turtles.
And Kai's like, okay, you're weird. Like, you're scaring me.
I love a sitting room. I wish I had a sitting room. Like, I don't know. Like, it does make you think that something's fucking
off. No, that was... Sometimes she, like, she is a kooky individual, sober or not. So, but then...
Oh, yeah.
Paris just was over the line.
Are we missing anything?
I know.
I feel like... we're missing some stuff.
That's why I said, Giselle and I were saying that not that much happened this episode.
Well, since I wasn't here last week, I, like, watched, you know, last week's and this week's together. So it's kind of, like, all running together.
Which is why there's a whole thing for the white party.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly why.
Which, by the way, they didn't get burgers this year. They got sush.
Sush?
I thought I saw Fatburger
in the background. But, yeah, there was sush for sure.
Sush.
But I'm not sure about just sush hanging out in the backyard. Like, unless you're making that...
Why are we abbreviating sushi?
I don't know. I just like to say sush.
I get it. I got you. And I just want to clarify that I didn't say I don't like the French people or the France. I'm just saying that my experience in Saint-Tropez wasn't as pleasant as yours. It was definitely a little more
It wasn't all a little rosé more, and caviar.
No.
A little more armpit hair and less top.
Wait, one more thing. Can we talk about Lisa?
See, they're wearing gowns. They're wearing full gowns to this little dinner for four.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but this little dinner for four is probably like fucking $2,000 or 2,000 euros. So.
Yeah, oh, that's the others. It's really overpriced.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is that a gown?
Yeah, they're both wearing gowns.
It looks like a sundress to me.
I wouldn't really call that a gown. This other homegirl, Bond girl.
See, she's got a train and everything.
She has nice boobs, but I don't think that's...
Ooh, oh, look at her face. Mm.
Sorry. Yeah.
But she real is quick, old. Can we talk about Ken helping Lisa pack? Is that, like, normal? Did your man help you pack for a trip?
No,
do
and
you
I
want
would,
your man
nor
to help
would
you
I want him to. But I guess, you know, that's their level of respect. Like, she likes okay. to have him involved. Like, right. what, you know, do you... She still wants him to appreciate... what she's wearing, you know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, all right, I can get with that.
But he's handsome, his son. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate how Lisa Vanderpump wears fake eyelashes for days at a time. And I know that's for a fact because her and Kyle have tweeted about it. And Kyle uses the what? Same trick.
They leave them on?
They all day? Leave the fake eyelashes on for more than a day.
On their eye?
On their
that's
eyes.
That's horrible. You can't do that. That's how you get pink eye and you don't.
I don't like it.
Your lashes are the most bacterial. Vessels. Magnet on your body. Like,
really?
Yeah, that's why I remember your mascara. I'm like, you need to throw this shit away right
oh,
now.
Oh, God. I like never buy a new mascara. I need to.
Ooh. You guys all I'm need scared. To change up your mascaras at least once a month.
Okay, you guys. So
I thought it was every 6 months, and I don't even follow
ooh,
that.
That's disgusting. 6 months? No, no. I'm bad, but I'm not that bad, Mark.
I don't really use mascara that often. Shit.
Well,
I
have
not think my tubes
every-
last that long.
Have we covered everything, you guys?
I think
if
so.
We're talking about mascara, you
and
can
Chris
tell.
Brown.
Not that. Ugh.
And eyelashes.
I think we're ready for some
and
news
boobs.
And gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, we kind of covered this when our caller, Taylor, called in, but cast changes are in the air for the show. Mm-hmm. The only safe members are Lisa and Brandy, which we like that. Who do you guys think should stay and who do you think should go?
I still want Kyle to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard the only two who were unsafe were Adrian and Taylor, and I'm fine with that. I like everyone else.
I want Camille back. I want Camille to come back.
I don't think she wants to.
Yeah, I love yeah. Camille.
I like Camille.
Well, we've seen so much of her this
yeah.
season.
I think
you would
she's
have thought
happy
she still was a normal
like,
cast member. You
I
know?
Think she's happy doing it on her own terms. Mm-hmm.
Well, I did get a little potential scoop from a little bird.
Ooh.
And supposedly Brandy is testing the highest this season in terms of who the audiences prefer
well,
in the cast.
That's a no-brainer.
Which is obvious. And she could possibly get her own spinoff or even her own talk show.
Ooh, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised to
I'm
hear
not surprised.
That.
They're all about the female like comedian or funny talk show now. Ever since Chelsea Handler, like Jenny McCarthy has her own one now.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny McCarthy's OG, though.
No, I know, but she has a new one now.
Well,
yeah.
Well, we'll show. See how that goes, because she was not the best host for Love in the Wild.
Well, here's another...
She was awesome for, what was that MTV thing?
Singled Out.
Back Singled Out.
Yeah,
love
was,
it.
Yeah. Well, here's another piece of gossip, is that producers have approached Leanne Rimes about
becoming
a cast
member. Oh, I saw that, but
member.
Then Leanne Rimes shut that down on Twitter and was like, I know they haven't approached me, and no, I would never do it. But can I just say, I think that she is lying, and she would do it, because
I think she copies
Brandy, because Brandy did, you know, some fashion special for the Oscars, and guess who else happened to do some fashion special for the Oscars? Oh, Leanne Rimes. Oh,
why would Leanne Rimes be associated with anything fashion? I get why Brandy
yeah.
is, because she was
she
a
was
model.
She was a model.
But, and she has the body where she can model clothes or whatever by experience. But what the fuck does country as Leanne Rimes have to do with being a fashion
I don't know. Let the hosts host. Let the singers sing. Let the models model.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, but that is the rumor that, and the other rumor is that Brandy actually wants Leanne on the show because she thinks it's going to, like, drive more traffic her way, more people are going to be on her side, and they're going to actually get to see Leanne for who and what she is. That's rumor.
I think Leanne would do it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's... I don't think Bravo wants that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I would watch it,
mm-hmm.
but I
don't think Eddie Cibrian wants that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie who?
Yeah.
Well,
because yeah. who knows
that's
what
like,
secrets he has up his sleeve.
Bravo is like the home to all of his ladies.
I mean, it might be a good check, because what's the last thing that he's done?
That's true.
Like,
and
Eddie
he just bought some like $3
exactly.
million home, too.
And when's the last time she put out a record? So
she actually has a new record now, but it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, there are fans that love Leanne and are going to be loyal
How
to her.
Do get through a night without you. Okay, sorry.
Okay, yeah. On that note.
Anyway, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so clearly we see Lisa and Kyle having it out next week. Where do we think this is going to go?
It's good. Lisa's going to be like, I think you're a shady bitch. I already told you. You don't defend me. Mm-hmm. How else did you think this was going to play out? You mm-hmm. don't defend me. You're not a genuine friend to me. And that's what Lisa, that was the whole purpose of Lisa and Kyle's little tea meeting a couple episodes ago, because she wanted Kyle to defend her and just mm-hmm. be a little bit more supportive. And Kyle said she always had an excuse.
Well, this is going to be the second time they've kind of had it out about the same topic. So it makes me wonder what's in it for their friendship going forward. What do you think?
I'd like to believe that it is produced, this drama, because I said that the last time they had the confrontation. I just would like to think that these two ladies are above that, and I mm-hmm. think that this is produced drama, and they really are friends, but I don't know.
Well, but when we see Lisa or Kyle on Watch What Happens Live, that's real time, you know, and they both don't seem that fond of each other.
But Kyle was, Kelly Black, who is fantastic mm-hmm. and sends me all this great info on Twitter, was saying that Kyle was saying she's not even friends with Adrian on Watch What Happens Live, or she was saying that she's not friends with Adrian, and she said that was kind of surprising because Kyle's been on Adrian's side the whole time, so maybe she's like seeing the light now.
Well, and I also feel like when they have it on Watch What Happens Live, it's not even necessarily, oh, we're the best of friends, oh, everything's back to normal. It's just I don't have a problem with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know that they will ever get back to where they were before, but
I think they'll always be
cordial. I feel like Yolanda might get involved and try to put Kyle in her place as well.
Mm.
Well, I'm also looking forward to a drunk dial from Taylor.
She's definitely
I am looking forward to what's really going on with Kim. She breaks down, and I think that Kim might have
fallen off. I think so, too.
I'm looking forward to Brandy and the chicken head, or like,
oh,
they're like,
no, I am not looking forward to that.
Oh, no, it's gross. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Brandy's reaction. Please, I know how to cook or cut a chicken, but I'm just saying, like, I'm looking forward to just Brandy. There wasn't enough Brandy this episode, so I'm just looking forward to like more Brandy shenanigans.
Well, we shall soon see. Oh,
that's so sad.
All right, you guys, I think that's it.
All right.
Are we good?
We are
still like waiting to get these ladies in the studio. Hopefully it will happen, or maybe we can even get She in the studio.
You know, I saw Jax yesterday from Vanderpump Rules, and I was going to go up to him to have him come on here, but I was like, I don't want to blow up his ego.
Well, I'm going to go shop at Kyle's store on Saturday, so I will stop by and I will say something because I need to do some shopping, and it's right by my eyebrow appointment, so.
Okay. So, Beverly Hills.
It's like down the block from Anastasia. So.
Okay. Oh, you don't go to DeMount Roberts?
No, I go to Anastasia.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Anastasia.
Solana Giselle.
No, it's Anastasia.
All right, you guys. Thank you.
Follow me on Twitter.
Yes, I was going to say that. Follow this bitch on Twitter. Oh, wait, another thing. We want to know, do you like Susan's hair up or down?
Up or down.
Make a comment on YouTube or on podcast on iTunes.
Podcast. How the hell are they going to see what my fucking hair looks like on podcast?
Well, if
bitch,
they
imagine it.
Please follow me on Twitter. Mari, where can they find you?
At Mari Fagel.
Giselle with the big boobs. Where can they find you?
Oh, hey. You can find me on Twitter at Giselle Ugardia. I also do a little dibble dabbling on YouTube, so...
Dibble dabble. You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV, and you can find me a little dibble dabbling on YouTube as well. Dibble dabble. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.